The German Chancellor Angela Merkel has warned the United States against an all-out trade war with the European Union.
We now have tariffs on aluminium and steel. It appears cars will also be targeted by the U.S. tariffs. This has the character of a trade conflict. It's worth every effort to try to defuse this conflict so it doesn't turn into a war.
Merkel was speaking at the German parliament 3 days after U.S. President Donald Trump made new trade threats, I should say. Trump said he was considering import taxes of 20% on EU cars. The two sides were already at odds over Trump's increased tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the EU. The move prompted the EU to slap tariffs on iconic American products, including jeans. Trump's new tariffs on European products are part of his protectionist policy that have also targeted China. Joining us live now from Brisbane is Max Iggen, who is a radio host and political commentator. Max, as always, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this trade war, as many say we're already in the midst of?
Look, this is a predictable move. Lurking in the background of this is China's One Belt, One Road policy, this new trade initiative that is coming online. Now, when you look at Trump's policies of making America great again, now, this is all theater for the masses. You know, governments all work together. It's a business operation. This whole thing is a business operation. It's the same with Trump's dealings in Russia. People aren't looking at that correctly. Yeah, they're not really looking at it. He's not dealing with Putin. He's dealing with the five corporations that actually control Russia. Trump's a businessman. With this whole deal that's coming online, how do you remove America as its position as the global reserve currency? You can't do it through war. You have to do it through marginalizing the people. How do you do that? People are very gung-ho, we're American, we're proud, so make America great again. It's a policy of isolationism to isolate America from Europe and to give Europe the excuse it needs to pull away from America and to embrace the Chinese One Belt, One Road initiative, which incidentally does not include America. So this is how it all works. The Make America Great Again policy will bring all the industry back to America, but it will also introduce severe austerity in America as well, because you can't really do this through austerity. You've got to do it through marginalizing the country. So this is how they're going to do it, economic marginalization. They will slowly introduce the Chinese work ethic into America over a period of years. I mean, China owns America anyway, but it can't openly take. You have to convince the people that they've got to work to tighten their belts to bring America back online. And it's all about isolationism and giving Europe the excuse it needs to pull away from America to embrace this Chinese system, which is lurking in the background of all of it. It's theater for the masses. All these governments work together. It's one big corporate entity, and it's just got to present the theater in the right way so the populace will accept it.
But Max, do you think that the masses will accept all this lying down, considering prices will undoubtedly go up for certain products?
Well, it'll create conflict, but they want conflict. They like conflict on the ground in their countries. This is what the governments thrive on, all of this stuff. All the theaters of conflict that we have in the world, it's all a construct. Every country that you go to, they live in fear of the neighbors invading them, and they live in fear of their own governments. But really, it's just the governments facing off against each other to create this whole situation. It's all theater for the masses. Like I said, it's one big corporate entity. Doesn't matter what country you go to, no one wants to invade you. It's the governments facing off against each other. If the governments weren't there, we wouldn't have any problem. It's the same in every country. People have got to look at this and see how they're being played. All the instability on the ground, they like it. They like playing races off against each other, classes off against each other. They like division. They like unrest because it gives them the excuse to create more laws and lock their population down more, and it's the same in every country.
Very well, Max, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time to speak to us here at Press TV.